Hello! Hello and welcome to another episode of Game Over. I'm your host, Simon Pazdor, joined by my faithful squad mate, Adam Pazdor. It's just the two of us. Matt is can resume his away business working for the government. He's a secret agent, in fact. actually, Matt was telling me the last time he saw me that we were joking that our friends didn't really know what he does, and then he said, "I don't think you know what I do based on what you say on air." I like to keep people guessing. So as far as I'm concerned, he's a secret agent. He's probably in Europe dealing with Q or M or whatever the Canadian versions of them are. Excellente coup or something like that.
I was about to just try and say them in French.
Yeah,
who would there? Unfortunately, who just Q and M.
Right, but we also have, there's also a little bit of news in that there's no TV Talkers today. The TV Talkers people are taking a week off. We took a week off last week. I had to work at the Jets game. Did everything I could. No, Jets, no.
Yeah. But the season is over.
The season is over. What a season it was, though. Fantastic season.
It was very good.
Just fun to be along for the ride. And Winnipeg didn't riot, so snaps for Winnipeg.
Yeah, I was pleased with that.
I was genuinely prepared to take bets on whether or not Winnipeg was going to riot. I was hoping we weren't, because we're better than Vancouver, darn it. But also, I thought...
Says the guy wearing a Vancouver t-shirt.
Yeah, well, I thought to clarify, I'm wearing pajamas, okay? So, it's a holiday. It's a holiday for me, too. And I'm here, I'm wearing pajamas. My pants are Jets. My shirt is Vancouver, when I was a Vancouver fan. I thought, when else am I going to wear it than when no one is going to see me as I walk into an empty university? Except for you, who has now revealed it to
the whole world.
I was thinking, though, it's probably convenient for the Jets that the game was at 2. Because no one wants to riot at like 5 p.m. on a Sunday. Right? Like if the game is at 7 p.m. it ends at 10 on a Friday, then you can riot. But 5 p.m. on a Sunday of a long weekend, it's like,
I gotta go to the lake.
Yeah, I'd rather just go get drunk at the lake. So that probably worked out pretty well for them. A lot of stuff has happened. So just a little bit of gaming news. I think the last time we were on air... Boy, it's been a while. We were talking about Fortnite and that weird phenomenon.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about a different phenomenon today. We're also going to talk about a little bit of CD Projekt Red news. Not Witcher news. CD Projekt Red news. Yeah. Okay, they are different. Even though that's literally the only games they have made so far, is The Witcher. And I've been playing through The Witcher, and I can successfully still say, weeks later, I'm 115 hours in, and boy, oh boy, it's good. Still, it holds up. In fact, it might be even better. But we're going to talk about a new baseball game that came out if people want to get their baseball on.
Now that hockey's over.
Because I think baseball, it's too much of a team sport. Like, I could go outside and play street hockey and really by myself, like on the driveway. If I really want to go outside and play street hockey, I could get the feeling, right? If you want to play basketball, you can go outside and you can throw a basketball, right?
Yeah.
Baseball, you need a group. I mean, at the very least, if you have the minimum of two people, I guess you can play catch, which is kind of a big deal. But if you want to get the full feeling of baseball, including the hitting, A, you're not going to hit that ball. And B, if you only have two people, who's going to get the ball?
Yeah, you need at least four.
You need two and a dog is what you need.
Two and a dog.
I think there's the minimum to play baseball.
The minimum to play baseball, two and a dog.
Two and a dog. I think that's the, and a large space, because baseballs can go far. Anyway, so that game we're going to talk about, and there's also been some Pokemon Switch news, and in fact, maybe we'll start there. So I'm hesitant to say spoiler warning, but I guess spoiler warning.
Leak warning.
We're going to talk about leaks. So if you're the type of person who wants to go in, and I know that's normally you, but you're on air, so tough it out. But if you're the type of person who wants to go in absolutely knowing nothing except for what they've released, stop listening. Come back in about 10 minutes. Or if you're listening to us on the podcast, I'm sure plenty of you are, go ahead and pause the video and come back to it later. So there have been some Pokemon, it's not Pokemon Stars, number one. So there have been a whole bunch of things were running around, and I dare say I've watched a lot of Switch hype videos of people just on YouTube being like, here's my predictions. Here's the thing. I don't think anyone predicted this. I saw a lot of Gen 8 and a lot of Pokemon Stars were the two big ones.
Yeah. And this is neither of those.
So again, final spoiler warning. Stop the video, pause it, mute it. If you're walking in the hallways, rush. Probably good that we're doing it in an empty university.
Yeah.
A lot of people are being forced to listen to this in the hallways. All right, here we go. We're going down the rabbit hole. So, for one, there's going to be two versions. So we talked about it on this show. I thought it was a good prediction that we would be done with this whole
two-version
thing. Apparently, there's going to be two versions. And the versions are going to be... It's unclear. I've seen a couple different reports as to what they're going to be called. It's going to be an Eevee version and a Pikachu version.
Yeah.
And it's unclear at this point whether they're going to be called Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee or Pikachu and Eevee Edition.
Yeah.
I think, given the rest of the news, the word go is significant. So if it's leaning more towards go support, maybe they're going to have
Let's go Pikachu.
But, I mean, let's break this down bit by bit. First of all, how do you feel about there still being two editions?
I think, Nintendo is a relic of the past.
You keep saying that, and yet they're slowly becoming the most forward-thinking.
It's very odd. It's like they're simultaneously just ancient and modern. It's very weird. So I'm not surprised that they stuck with tradition, is the short version.
Well, but how do you feel about it? What are your actual...
I don't care.
We both sat here and said we expect there to be only one edition going forward.
Yeah. No, I definitely didn't think that. I don't really care. I'm going to buy one. You're probably going to buy the other one.
Yeah, so. I feel bad judging this because I also am like, okay. Like, I'm a little disappointed in that it just seemed to make sense to go with the one. But it does work for us. We're two brothers, and that's the thing that makes the most sense. If you have a sibling, brother, sister, whatever, you get one sibling, gets the other, you're done. For people with odd-numbered families or
only children, it's a little trickier.
Yeah, then I suppose you have to make a choice, and it's just, I can imagine those people are like, ugh.
I mean, I'll put it this way. It's not the most disappointing news in that leak.
No, it's not the most disappointing news. Second news, it's apparently going to be a yellow remake.
Yeah.
So, what's the word? The Gen 1ers?
Yeah.
The Gen 1ers out there are going to be cheering in the streets that we're going back to Gen 1. First of all, the only time people play Pokemon Go en masse was Gen 1. And then by the time they had gotten around to releasing the next generations, it had dropped off precipitously off a cliff.
Yeah.
Players, that is. Not the...
not the game.
Not the actual... I mean, the game is still... It's fine, I think. I haven't played it in forever. But this will apparently be another Gen 1 remake. So, like, they're just cashing in on nostalgia. And I think, like, there's a lot of things in here that disappoint me. Yeah. And we'll get to them in a second. That's one of the top ones, in that they're looking forward in certain ways, but they're still looking back with this.
Yeah. I told you, ancient and modern.
That's exactly right. But they have it backwards. They should be going forward in other... You know what? I'm just going to get to the rest of the leaks, and then we can talk about our feelings. So it's apparently going to be a yellow remake in some capacity. Red and blue will play a role in the story, but you and your rival are new trainers. So it's one of those things where... I mean, that's happened in plenty of the Pokemon games.
Yeah.
In fact, almost all of them. In fact, in Sun and Moon. Your characters were new characters, but Red and Blue and the heroes from other games were still there. People. Following Pokemon will return. Fine.
Okay.
That's nice. I kind of hope, what's the scale going to be? You know what I mean?
If you are have a Waylord behind you?
Yeah, I think that's the obvious one. Are they going to have some restrictions where, like, if you have a water Pokemon, traditionally in games where you have a swimming character, they just kind of swim through the air?
Yeah.
I don't want that.
No.
So... Like, following Pokemon, that's fine, but...
They better actually be able to follow.
They better actually be able to walk, or they better be able to fly. Yeah. HMs are replaced with Poké-Ride Pokemon. Alola. Awesome. That one, that's one of the most, okay, that makes sense, moments from any Pokemon game. I'm glad to return. I hope they switch it up in some way. Like, maybe fly, you actually get up there and fly.
That'd be cool.
It seems like a lock. You're already riding a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know how they're necessarily going to make sense of that story-wise, but... I'm sure they'll figure it out. Apparently, there's going to be an online hub for players. Now, there was kind of an online hub in Sun and Moon. The Poke... What was it called? It sucked. And that's why no one can remember.
That's why I can't remember what it was.
It was a thing run by Sophocles. I remember his name.
Yeah.
People out there who've played Sun and Moon, they know what we're talking about. And it was just this hub that you could go in and you could run into the trainers. And it just was bad. Like, the game forced you to go into that... area for a little bit, and it just was, it was boring. It was bad. It was like you ran around and did little quizzes.
Yeah, who cared?
Yeah.
No, it was terrible.
Just wasn't good. I mean, maybe there's like some five-year-old out there who just lives for that stuff, but I can't imagine that being the thing. So I hope it's not like that, but the reality of the situation is if they're going to make a AAA Pokemon game, it's going to have online.
Yeah.
It's just unrealistic to expect it not to.
I just hope it's better than that.
I just hope it's better than that. I hope they find a way to do it. Like a Battle Frontier should be your online hub, right? Like you go into a combined world.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you have a server, so it's not like everybody in the world. It's not like Disney World, where it's just like floods of people. But you have a server of like 50 people, and you can go into, you can pick a Frontier area, go there, and then whoever shows up competes. That could be fun. Yeah. Here's the controversial stuff. All right, we've gotten out of the good stuff. And even the good stuff, some of it wasn't that good. Now we're into the controversial stuff. Pokemon Go integration.
Ugh.
This is my greatest fear.
Yeah.
Catching Pokemon works like in Pokemon Go. I know people out there are going to have questions. I have questions too.
We don't have answers.
That's what the leak said. It's a leak. It's not a release. Okay. We're kind of back alley pirates right now. This is all we have to go on. But it's going to be Pokemon Go integration in some form, and catching Pokemon will work like in Pokemon Go. So presumably you don't just press A, you might actually have to aim the ball or do a trick shot. I didn't play very much Pokemon Go at all, to be quite honest with you.
I played a little. But
so, I mean, isn't that just the idea that you...
That was more or less how it worked, unless they changed it after I stopped playing.
Yeah, so if you're holding the Switch, I can see how you could swipe up to throw it.
Yeah.
But if you have a controller...
Then, what are you doing?
What the heck are you doing? Flicking the stick?
I mean...
Yeah. Yeah. There are rewards in-game and in-go for linking the two together. I'm not even that mad. That's just obvious.
Yeah.
That happens all the time. You link, like that happens in every AAA game, basically. Link it to your account.
Yeah.
And get a new skin.
That's fine.
Sure.
As long as they're not super mechanically necessary.
New accessory can be used in Pokemon. So they're new accessory that can be used with Pokemon Go and the games. So basically they're the potential, like the Pokemon Go Plus was released. That's already a thing that exists. So what the announcement is probably going to be a new, like there, it might be that they say you can upgrade your Pokemon Go Plus to work with this. Maybe they had the foresight to see it in back then. I doubt it though. It's probably going to be that you're going to have like a Pokemon Go Plus, Pokemon Go A+, right? And it's going to work with both. So maybe you can catch things in the real world that appear in your game. That's the only thing
that
I can think of. That
would be kind
of cool. Really? I don't like that at all. That makes no sense. You're ruining the continuity of your game. You're taking it out. That's why I don't like the integrate. I mean, maybe if you like finish the game, and it's like, here's a
well
ball from outside source.
I think it might be neat if they did like the Safari Zone was Pokemon Go.
Maybe if they did something like that. I just have I mean, my greatest fear would be like in the Pokemon in the early game specifically of any Pokemon game, it's about a lack of resources.
True.
Lack of Pokemon resources.
Yeah.
So if you can go out there and just catch the guy you need in Pokemon Go and then import it into your game,
that's not good.
Can break the game.
Yeah, let's not do that.
I hope I don't do that.
No, you have to get through the early going with your Pidgey and your Rattata, and that's just how it works.
Yeah. Anyway, so, and the final bit of the leak is it's supposed to be announced soon, which I think we should all read as E3.
Yeah.
E3 is very soon. I'll actually find the E3 dates after this when I'll get you to talk. And it's coming out this year.
Oh, that's soon.
Yeah. Coming out in 2018.
Well, I guess we'll see.
So, that was a lot of information. How do you feel? Like, let's go back to the top. How do you feel about the fact that it's going to be... Because, full disclosure, you and I bought every Pokemon game, except Yellow.
I had Yellow.
You were the only one who got Yellow. I did not get Yellow.
That's true. You didn't get Yellow.
But other than that, you got Blue, I got Red.
Yeah.
And then Crystal we both got, and Emerald we both got, and so on and so on and so on.
Yeah.
I have never played Pokemon Yellow. You're the only one who had that privilege. So please, Mr. Man with the privilege, elder child privilege. People don't talk about that one. People talk about a lot of privilege, not elder child privilege. Okay. How do you feel about the Pokemon Yellow remake?
I mean, I think I feel the same way about it. It's better than a Red and Blue remake. Mm-hmm. I'd say that. But I am not a Gen 1-er. Under any circumstances, I think Gen 1 had a lot of flaws that were ironed out over the course of basically every other generation. Because Pokemon's always been about good ideas, but a lot of them executed very poorly.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that they recognize that. So the fact that they're going back in time kind of worries me. Like, if they do it with... Because part of it is, I think it's been long enough since anyone's played Pokemon Yellow that it's like, okay, we more or less remember the Kanto region. And you're just doing an adventure in the Kanto region with your follower Pokemon. And I'm like, that's not revolutionary, but okay. As long as you're not going back to Gen 1 mechanics, I don't really care that we're going back to Kanto. Yeah. I'm okay with that. Especially like if, and since Red and Blue are characters, you know, they sort of have to be, like, the story will have to be at least somewhat different. Mm-hmm. But nobody plays Pokemon games for the story anyway. So, like, for me, it's a question of when they say they're remaking Pokemon Yellow, how much regression are they doing? If it's here's, we have 7 generations of Pokemon with all the mechanics updated, but we're just setting it in Kanto and you have a Pikachu following you around, then I'm okay with that. If it's, we're going back to Gen 1 mechanics and only Gen 1 Pokemon, I seriously might consider not buying this.
I mean, presumably, I don't think that we're going to go back to mechanics, because, like, I think we have confirmation about that with the HM.
The HM thing, yeah.
I think they're going to keep modern mechanics. And Pokemon's never done that, to my knowledge. They've never gone backwards with mechanics. They've never undone the special physical split. They've never made you use multiple TMs again. Like, they had, those are a couple of the biggest ones. And this just confirms that they're not going back to the HM thing. Those make sense.
Yeah.
I think it's a reasonable question, though, to ask. Obviously, the original 151 are going to be in there.
Yeah.
Obviously. I think it's a reasonable question to ask, how much of the next group can we expect?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I hope you'll be able to go to maybe you can go on a trip, like a day trip to or take the SSN.
Yeah.
And go on a trip to a part of other worlds to be able to catch the Pokemon there,
yeah,
or something like that, or maybe they can release them as DLC maps. But I'm disappointed, to be honest, that they're going with this much nostalgia. To me, like, they took the wrong thing from Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go proved that people are still into Pokemon, so this is the perfect way to introduce, to me, a new generation in a new world and say, we need to get you guys hooked in on this stuff now with an adult, not like an adult theme game, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
Pokemon After Dark.
Here's the thing to think. The closest thing to a AAA Pokemon game has already been released by Nintendo. I mean, this is going to be a wild take. You ready for this?
Okay.
Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
What?
I know it doesn't have Pokemon, okay? And that's obviously...
That's obviously a major factor.
But you take away all the Zelda crap. You take that world. That map.
Okay.
Doesn't that feel like a Pokemon region?
It kind of does.
It kind of has everything you want to have, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's already populated with, you know, plants and animals and all this different crap, which in that one you would kill and then eat.
Yeah. And this one you would catch.
But it had a lot of traditional Pokemon mechanics in it, did it not? You have to walk from town to town, find the people in the town, do whatever you have to do in that area. A huge variety of types of maps. You know, you had the volcano, you had the ice, you had this, you had the forests. To me, you take the Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild map and you plop Pokemon into it. That's a borderline perfect Pokemon game. That's what I was hoping it would be.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll redo Kanto in such a way that it looks like Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. I'm just disappointed they didn't take the opportunity to make a new map.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we'll see what happens. It sort of also depends on how you're allowed to view it, right? If it's... I mean, they're obviously not going to go back to the old Game Boy 2D screen. But I would be disappointed if they didn't take the opportunity, since they're on the Switch, to do something other than the sort of like the 3D that we have on the DS now.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see that evolve, if nothing else.
I mean, it should be. I think there are a few things people can agree with. I think it should be. It should kind of look like Legend of Zelda. It should be a 3D third person perspective, not necessarily a top down, like you said. But I also think, and maybe, let's give them the ultimate benefit of the doubt, this is the Pokemon Go integration they're talking about. I think you have to be able to see the Pokemon in real time.
Yeah.
I don't think you could reasonably walk into the grass and then get run into. That will not fly. And I think they know it will not fly on consoles because they never even tried it with XD Gale of Darkness and Pokemon Coliseum.
Did they really not? Could you not wander around into
They had the battles? One area where you could find wild Pokemon. If you recall, we're going way back, like 10, 12 years here. But you had to put bait into a specific area, right. and then they came to you. There was no tall grass.
Yeah.
So they never even bothered trying, I think because they know it would look goofy.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what they're talking about. Like in Pokemon Go, where you look around, you can see the Pokemon in real time.
Yeah.
Let's give them the ultimate benefit of the doubt. Maybe that's what they're talking about.
Maybe.
By the way, while we're talking about this, I want to keep talking about it because it's fascinating. People, I think people are into this. I hope so. Please let us know on Facebook if you're like, please, God, stop talking about Pokemon. Go back to talking about Mass Effect. No. But I do have, there is some E3 news. So they did announce yesterday when the E3 press conferences were going to be.
Okay.
Now, for those of us like you and me who are sticking in Winnipeg, we don't really care about the actual E3 convention because we're not going to be there. Like, we'll each read on IGN and GameSpot, and people will hear from us what happened at E3. But for the most part, I don't care about the actual days people are walking around. It's the press conferences. That's where everything else
gets
announced.
That's where it happens.
The first one, kicking it off June 9th, like 2 weeks away? 3 weeks?
Not long.
2.5, basically. June 9th, EA, kicking off the press conference. June 10th, that's a Saturday, by the way.
Yeah.
June 10th, Microsoft, Bethesda, and Devolver Digital.
Okay.
Apparently, Bethesda has already announced they're not going to have a very big presence, but they have announced that they have a press conference, so Skyrim on whatever console has come up latest. Basically, that seems to be their go-to
cash
strategy.
Cow.
Monday, June 11th, we're going to have Square Enix, Ubisoft, a PC gaming show, and Sony.
Wow, Sony is sharing with other people.
They're sharing with other people, but it's... And then Tuesday is Nintendo, and just Nintendo. It's probably going to be Nintendo Direct, as opposed to actually doing a press conference. I mean, they did split up Sony, Nintendo, and Microsoft.
Yeah.
So that's they always kind of split
EA
up the big three.
EA gets Saturday all to themselves.
EA does get Saturday all to themselves. I wonder what they had to pay to get that. But, I mean, we'll talk more about those then. I expect June 12th, which is... How many days are in May? 31?
31.
Yeah, so basically 21 days away. Right? I think so. That makes sense. I don't know. I can't do math. So... It's just I had so much hope.
I know, and now it's just gone.
And now it's dashed. We might come back to this if we have time. I do want to keep talking about other things. A lot of it's pretty basic, but it's they had an opportunity to go big, and it looks like they're playing it too safe and betting on the wrong things.
Yeah, I am. It's just deflating.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. That's why we both sighed. We literally were deflated. So in other news, in other light and happy news, CD Projekt Red, arguably, and I say arguably because I would argue it, the most beloved company in gaming today, the makers of The Witcher, and The Witcher 2, and The Witcher 3, the only games they've ever made, and also have made a whole bunch of statements about how much they hate EA and gave a free DLC and all that kind of stuff, someone has apparently gotten a hold of game files from their game, Cyberpunk 2077. Now, I do want to talk about Cyberpunk 2077 on a different scale, perhaps another day, because it is a big deal that a game, like, even if you're not into The Witcher for its combat, just the next game from a huge company like this is a big deal.
Yes, that's true.
But The Witcher 3 was a third game in a series, which itself was a sequel to a series of books. So the amount of world building they had to do was relatively tiny, right? Because it was all there.
Yes.
I'm interested to see, and I'm a little bit nervous, how they're going to do with original material.
Starting from scratch, yeah.
Anyway, so someone got a hold of game files and tried to attempt them and demand money. It's not written here how much money they want. But CD Projekt Red released this statement to regard the leak. An unidentified individual or individuals have just informed us that they are in possession of a few internal documents belonging to CD Projekt Red. Among these documents connected to early designs, among them are documents connected to early designs for the upcoming game Cyberpunk 2077. A demand of ransom has been made, saying that we will not comply. The files... What? Let me try that again. Oh, there we go. I have trouble reading. It's too hot outside. I'm a winter person. A demand of ransom has been made, saying that should we not comply, the files will be released to the general public. We will not be giving in to the demands of individuals or an individual that have contacted us, which might eventually lead to the files being published online. The appropriate legal authorities will be informed of the situation. The documents are old and largely unrepresentative of the current vision for the game. Still, if you are looking forward to Cyberpunk 2077, it would be best for you to avoid any information not coming directly from CD Projekt Red. When your time is right, you will hear about Cyberpunk 2077 from us officially. Period. End of sentence. We will not give in to the demands of terrorists.
Yeah. We do not negotiate with terrorists.
That's basically what they're saying. I respect them for holding to their guns. I feel like, regardless of how accurate those files would be, of course they have to say they're old and unrepresentative.
Yes, I agree.
Because...
you have to say that.
Because you have to say that. There's not a big... new. I think we all kind of want to applaud them here. That's just a great statement.
Yeah, it's pretty... I mean, what else could you possibly say?
What else could you possibly say? I mean, you could try to handle it more covert. You know, maybe you don't want to release a statement and you want to just deal with it internally. I like how they just came out and they said, yeah, they're trying to do this to us. We don't care. When the time is right, you're going to hear from us. I think that this might be one of the few companies who, if it got leaked, I wouldn't look. Because just out of respect for them. Like if EA or something, or Nintendo, who loves to shut down YouTubers, when they release something, I look. they haven't earned that goodwill. If something from CD Projekt Red got released, I might actually just wait until they announce it. And I imagine if it did get leaked, that might be the thing where it gets released on a Tuesday, and they make a formal announcement on a Wednesday. Like, they're probably right now preparing for an announcement that would cover what could potentially be leaked, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. And also, like, the problem with intelligence leaks like that is even if they did pay the ransom, like, the guys still have the stuff. Yeah. So
it's not like a princess that you can just hand over.
Exactly.
You know? Give us the girl, wipe away the debt. That's from a different game, a very different game. It is just about halfway through the show. So I think what we're going to do before we talk baseball is we're going to go ahead and play some commercials because we got to pay bills. Or rather, someone does. We don't specifically pay the bills, as far as I know. I'm trying to find a commercial. Here we go. That's a weird job to do. Try to find a commercial. I spent the rest of my life avoiding them, but the one time I need them...
Where are they?
They're nowhere to be seen. Anyway, I found a couple. So hold on. We're going to listen to a couple commercials and we'll be back in 2 and 2. Yes, that is still our theme music, Monsters, Turtles. Yes, you are still listening to Game Over, the premier video game show hosted by two brothers at 5, in this case 5 to 6, every Monday, well, most Mondays. This is falling apart the more I talk about it. Although last Monday, like I said earlier, I had to miss it due to a Jets game, so that won't be a concern anymore. Ah, a shame.
Not for another 6 months anyway.
Speaking of sports... I think we've raved a couple times how, what, 2 years ago that the Blue Jays went on that historic run where they, maybe it was in 2016 even, where they, you know, made the playoffs the first time in, you know, 20 years.
Forever.
22 years, I think it was. And they went on that fantastic run. And then you and I were just like, I want to play baseball. So we went on Steam, we found a baseball game, which has the longest name of all time. Super. I'm good with words. Super.
Oh dear.
Mega Baseball Extra Inning.
There you go. You got
there it. There we go. Nailed it. I would like to say on the first try, but it very much was not.
No, not even a little.
Yeah, not even close. And it was a very cartoony baseball game on the surface.
Yes.
But underneath was a robust, profound baseball experience. And then after that, we heard a couple years later, about this time last year, that they're going to release a sequel. We anxiously awaited that sequel. And a few weeks ago, basically on your birthday.
Yeah, basically on my birthday.
We discovered that it had come out. We've now played a fair amount of it, I would say. I wouldn't say we've like played hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of it. But I think we've played enough of it to talk about.
Yeah.
And that is that it's largely the same game.
Very much so.
And that's fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's very much like a proper, I mean, I don't know how much, I think it was like $20, 20 or 30.
I think it was 30.
And that, so it's not a full price game, you know, it's not a full price like $80 AAA game. And so expectations are different, but they basically, I mean, you've even played a little bit more than I have,
yes.
But they lost nothing, and they added a significant amount of things.
Yeah.
Not like a ton. Like when you play, it's sort of like if you play a Mortal Kombat game, then you play the next one, the combos are the same. Like the controls, they didn't have to reinvent the wheel here.
No.
If you play the first one, you can play the second one. But what is there is good, is really good.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's the perfect baseball experience. Like, I'm happy that it's only $30. I don't think I would want to play an $80 baseball game. Maybe if you're into more of the GM management of it. But to actually physically just play baseball, it's pretty much perfect.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I go that far, but it's close.
Yeah.
Like, it's very cartoony, but in a good way. And yeah, they've essentially changed. I started to say this at the house and you stopped me, but they essentially changed, I'd say, just enough to make it feel like a sequel, but no more.
Yeah.
Like they sort of stopped. And I felt like they could have made more changes, but all the changes they made, I liked.
What's that? I think there's that famous quote that when you, I think it was from Sid Meier's actually, when you make a new game, or I guess any sequel, it doesn't necessarily have to be a game, it should be 33% the same, 33% changed, and 33% brand new.
Yeah.
I'm actually not sure if they follow that chart. I'm not sure if there's enough new here.
No, I don't think there is.
No.
There is, I mean, creating your own team essentially from scratch and creating leagues is basically the only brand new things.
Yeah.
Plus the style, right?
Yeah.
It's not quite as cartoony in the way that everything looks.
Which is good, because the cartoony one of the first one worked for that game, but the problem is when you're playing baseball, like, you sort of have a hitbox.
Yeah.
You know, there's a strike box. Strike zone. Strike zone, that's the word for it. It is basically a hitbox, though, to use the video game term, right? And that, when characters have, like, 2-inch legs, it's tough to tell where the strike zone is on the first one.
Yeah.
I found. So I think now the characters are properly proportioned. It's easier to tell.
This one's better. It's still a little weird because, like, where the camera's oriented, the strike zone is always a little bit lower than you think it is.
Yeah.
So that's a bit frustrating. But
I wouldn't be surprised if the umpires were fallible.
Yeah.
Like if they were prone to mistakes. It feels like they've had mistakes calling strikes on me. And also when I'm pitching, it feels like that was a strike.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? Because the umpires are human, so I guess they're supposed to simulate being human and making mistakes.
Problems.
So that's not so bad. Their ego system, which was their basic, like, that was their one bit of great engineering, is back. And it's
that
just
was the thing that
ever.
it went beyond baseball in the first one, the ego system. So why don't you go and explain to everyone out there who might be interested in playing this game?
Okay,
the ego system
is the way that Super Mega Baseball does difficulty. And you can do it as, it's a slider, you can change it any time. It goes from 0 to 100, or 0 to 99, excuse me. And you can adjust it basically whenever you want, even in the middle of the game, to make it easier or harder. But what makes it really interesting is that you can individually set ego for all four aspects of the game, batting, pitching, fielding, and base running. So if you find one thing too easy and another thing too difficult, you can change your ego numbers for those two things. And again, all of this completely on the fly at any time. And whatever, if you're playing co-op or against somebody, you don't have to play on the same ego. You each have your own set of sliders, so you can entirely mess with that. And that's, in fact, what we've been doing. I've been playing on ego 50 and you've been playing on ego 40.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes no difference.
No, yeah.
So it's just really, really well done as far as the difficulty setting goes. And essentially when you start playing, you pick an ego and you play a game and you're like, oh, I spanked them. So I upped the ego by 10 and I kept doing that until I got spanked. Then I'm like, okay, back down.
Yeah.
And so you can really massage your individual level of difficulty that way in a way that I really like.
I think that's genius and that more games could sort of incorporate a version of that. Like, hopefully they've got it trademarked so that everyone would have to pay a pretty penny if they include a version of the ego system.
Yeah.
But customizable difficulty is something that I think should be in more games. it is helpful. And it's super obvious for baseball, and this is what I was saying, a smart thing of them to do is to identify that in baseball, there's only four rules.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of has that advantage in that it's not a fluid sport. I guess you could sort of, you could probably say the same on a football, but you can't really say the same for soccer, basketball, hockey.
Yeah.
Right? And then there are other ones where basically you just have one role, like individual tennis sports, or, like tennis. Yeah. Yeah. Or I guess volleyball is kind of more of a team sport. But since it's jolted, there's no like active time. I guess it's basically the only sport that I can think of where there's no clock.
Yeah,
right?
There's no clock in baseball.
There's
at
no time clock in baseball. So you only have four roles. You're either hitting, you're pitching, you're running, in which case you're kind of already done hitting, but whatever.
Yeah.
Or you're catching.
Fielding.
You're in the fielding,
yeah.
Basically. That's all. And so that's where you can split it up. So as you said, if you feel like you're just nailing, you're catching everything, or you're pitching everything, but you can't hit for crap, you could lower just your hitting and customize the game that you wanted to. And that's beautiful from a game design standpoint. But I also think the fact that they split it up is why it works as a cartoon. Because it's something I'm increasingly thinking about when I played the first one, I'm playing this one, is I love this game and I would hate if hockey did it. Super mega hockey. And I was trying to identify why. And I think that's why, is because the fact that it's stilted and it's individual and it's sort of compartmentalized, I guess would be a good word for it, and not fluid, is why it works as a cartoon, because you can have these, you know, crazy characters step up. But in hockey, or a more fluid sport, I'm not sure if it would work as well, because you have to have a little more nuance, I think. In
because it, like, hockey is active so much and everybody's doing so many things,
and you have to have such a wide variety of options available to you at all times, which is intrinsically not cartoony. And I know we're saying that in that NHL 3 just came out and they tried to come up with a cartoony version. And I think NHL 3 is a lot of fun to sit on the couch with your buddies, preferably while drinking. Neither you or I drink.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of tough for us to evaluate that. But I think the majority of people who are looking forward to, say, NHL 19 are not saying, boy, I hope they double down on 3's version.
Yeah.
Right? It's fun that it's there, but it's not what we want.
No. People are playing that for either, basically, they're either playing it for the GM mode or they're playing it for HUT.
Yes. Or for ESHL.
Or, yeah, ESHL.
ESHL, yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
ESports Hockey League. But either way, you have to have a variety of tools at your disposal. The beauty of baseball is that since you only have to do one of these four roles, they all control completely differently.
Yeah.
And if you're doing one, you know your role. So you don't have to worry about, like, if you gave me the control at NHL 18, every button does a different thing, and they do a different thing whether you have the puck or not. You just have so many different options for things you have to do, whereas this one, each character, depending on the role, only has really, like, four or five buttons that actually do anything.
That's
right?
Very true, yes.
It's super simple, and I think it works because they are so separate.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think Super Mega Hockey would work as well.
Super Mega Hockey Slapshot Edition?
Yes.
Extra Slapshot Overtime,
Overtime
Edition? Yeah,
Overtime.
Yeah. That's the one. Overtime Edition. I do, before we keep talking about the gameplay mechanics, it does have, it's a funny game.
It's very
funny.
In
that it has some of the greatest NPC names possibly of all time.
I thought we were going to end on that list.
Oh, no. Let's throw it in the middle here. Because okay. this is just so good. I want to bookend serious stuff around a little a fun nudity center.
Well, brace yourselves, everyone.
Brace yourselves. This is a long list. And keep in mind, like, it's not like the game throws these in your face. Just someone steps up to bat and you're pitching and then you see their name and sometimes you just break down laughing.
It's so true.
And also just the wake when you're playing and then a guy with a ridiculous name steps up, you just want to yell the name. Here he is!
And what makes it best is that not every name is ridiculous.
No.
Like, we cherry-picked this list of the many teams and the many players in Super Mega Baseball 2.
Yeah, and they have, there's quite a wide variety of it. Like, for example, one of our pitchers on our team is Everett Sandwalker, which is clearly a joke on Luke Skywalker, right? So it's not necessarily baseball. I guess walking isn't baseball, but it's not necessarily a baseball specific joke, or some of them are baseball specific and some of them are just funny. So one of our relief or one of our pinch hitters is named Carlisle Wackett.
Oh man, this is gonna be a funny
this
5 minutes.
This is gonna be a great 5 minutes. We also have, this is one of my personal favorites. I haven't forgotten him. Played this game 3 years ago, haven't forgotten him. Nacho Crisp.
So step
it up to the back, bottom of the ninth. Nacho Crisp. Here he goes. And of course Nacho has a huge afro.
Yes, he does.
Huge orange afro, because of course he does. Trip Intense.
That's our one of our pitchers.
That's one of our pitchers. Why? I don't know, but Trip Intense. This one might just be funny for us. Nona Wrestles. First of all, having the last name of any, I'm blanking on the grammar. Adjective?
Verb.
That's the one. So it's like Simon Runs or Adam Slides or Tiago Walks or something like that. It's just funny. But our grandma's name was Nona. I mean, the name, her title, I would say.
Her title.
Was Nona. So to see Nona Wrestles get up there every game never fails to make me laugh.
I know, it's so good.
It's like Nanny Punches.
Yeah.
Right? It's fantastic. Gray Ball.
Our backup catcher.
Our backup catcher, Gray Ball. Everybody, let's Gray Ball. I hope you just enjoy two radio hosts laughing for 5 minutes, because people out there are probably like, okay, Gray Ball. Shrewd Rasputin. That's not even particularly funny. It's just like, it's just fun
so
to say.
Weird.
It's just so weird. Along with our all-star hitter, Teodoro.
Teodoro,
there's no H. Teodoro Resplendent.
Yep. Best hitter in the league.
Hitter in the league, yeah. It is funny, though, because when you look at MLB stats, some people have weird names.
That's true.
So it does fit. All right. Here we go. Rub your face. Trying to get it warmed up for this.
I can't say it.
Spray Wankerstein.
Are we allowed to say that on air?
Yep, that's a name. It's a proper name.
It's a name. That's true.
Spray Wankerstein. Unbelievable. This is like, how do you? This is what I'm talking about. If you're pitching, and then Spray Wankerstein comes up to bat, how do you not laugh? How do you retain composure? I guess that's why there's no timer, so you can just wait.
Yes, you can just wait.
You can sit there and wait. And while you're waiting, your characters do tend to scratch their butt or like blow out snot of their nose. They have the most disgusting animations in the world. Here we go.
It's
continuing
great.
On. Anton Goodwood. Yep. No need to comment on that one. Robin Yu. Now we're into the pun section of the names. Robin Yu, that's a good one.
Yep.
Again, this one just makes no sense, but it's funny. Braun Thunder Chump.
It's so ridiculous.
Why? And of course, he's like the biggest, manliest guy of all time. They were probably, they designed this character. What should we name? I don't know. Braun Thunder Chump. Perfect. Yeah. Write it down. Chasey Kim. There you go. Mm-hmm. Another vaguely baseball field ones. Rhonda Horn. That one's almost Simpsons in that it's just, it's so simple. Yeah, get her Rhonda Horn.
Oh, God.
That's one of my personal favorites. Rip Dingers. Let me say that again. Rip Dingers. So when it's bottom of the ninth, you're down by three. Bases are loaded, you need a grand slam, and Rip Dingers gets up to bat.
I am laughing so hard I'm crying.
Me too. It's hard to read this list. Rip Dingers. Another classic one. Irene Fast.
Yeah,
Irene
great.
Fast, and she was indeed fast. Rhiannon Cannon. It's nice,
picture.
Like a borderline ref or a WWE name.
Yeah.
Another name that's just fun to say, Bubbles Garcia.
Oh, Bubbles. I remember Bubbles.
I could see that being a real name.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Billy LeBoink. All right. Sting McGee. And last but not least, Adam, do you remember the last one?
I thought it was Billy LaPointe,
nope.
Actually.
There's one more. Elmo Slayer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Elmo Slayer.
Oh.
Wow. That is how you put comedy in a serious game. You make the names so ridiculous that we can't even read them out without crying of laughter. And it is kind of it's a silly game in that a lot of the team names are half serious.
Yeah.
In that they're not total jokes, but I don't think you could ever see them outside of like a beer league slow pitch.
Yeah.
League.
Well, maybe the Moon Stars. That's not that unreasonable.
I mean, I guess the Moon Stars, the Moose, the Overdogs, as opposed to the Underdogs.
What else?
The Grapplers.
Yeah.
They have a lot of different types of things, but it is robust. And if you're the type of person who likes customization, I think this is the biggest change from the first one to the second one.
I would agree with that.
Because the hitting is almost identical. I can't think of necessarily a different
thing
to hit. As is the fielding, right?
Yep.
And the base running is identical too.
Yeah.
Pitching has changed in that you have less options, or rather your pitchers are more customizable.
Yeah.
So in the previous one, your pitchers have stats too. So there are six stats. And that you have, if you're hitting, you have the stats of speed, contact, and power. And for the life of me, we need to get a baseball expert in here. I could not tell you the difference between contact and power other than the button that you press to do it. Is contact supposed to be, like, quicker?
I mean, the idea of a contact swing is that it's, you're more likely to just connect the ball with it. Hence, you make contact.
Yes, okay, so it's just a swing to hit, not necessarily a swing to crush.
Right, and a power swing is the other way around. Mm-hmm. And there are, like as you said, there are the two different ways to bat, one of which is contact, one of which is power. And I have no idea, like one of the things I'd really like to know is if you have both a lot of contact and a lot of power, do your contact swings have more power in them, or are your power swings more likely to connect? Like, I'd be curious to know if they're independent or if they relate to each other. I'd bet they relate to each other, but I'm not sure.
Really, I'd bet they don't, actually. I think the stats are... Because otherwise you have a stat like strength, which would affect both.
Yeah.
I kind of think that's a good point. You'd almost want to test that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, speed, and when you're in your field, you have speed, and you have an arm, and you have catching.
Yeah.
And then pitchers have their own unique stats, which are velocity,
yep.
Junk,
yep.
And what's the last
accuracy.
One? Accuracy.
All right.
So junk is...
For those of you who don't know baseball, junk is the ability of a pitcher to curve or otherwise make the ball do weird things in midair.
Yeah, so that's your ability to basically throw a curveball. So high junk means that you can bend it like Beckham,
yes.
Basically. High velocity means that you're going to be throwing fastballs too fast for the human eye to see. And the high accuracy means you're going to actually hit the target you're supposed to hit. So
very important.
Yeah. It is very important because you have a specific area. So sometimes you feel like you're throwing the perfect pitch and then it's a ball. And you're like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, I know.
I like that one. And that's all fun. So what they've done with pitchers is they made them more unique in that it used to be that the pitchers still had different stats. And now they have different stats and also different pitches. So if you don't really handle curveballs well as throwing them, then maybe you lean more on a pitcher that's better with fastballs.
Yeah.
And usually your starting pitcher has a ton of different options. Like they might have 4, 5, 6 different pitches. But at least for us, our closing pitcher only has 2.
Yeah. And that is actually fairly representative of baseball. The farther you go down your pitching rotation, the fewer pitch options you have. And they actually mention it in the help screen that your starters suck if used as relievers and your relievers suck if used as starters. So they're not in, like the role actually matters, which I really like.
Yeah. Now they also have something called another feature that I really like that was in the previous one. Is called Mojo.
Oh yes,
and Mojo is different.
In fact, it's better now.
It's better. That's one of the big changes.
Yeah.
Mojo is different from Ego. So Ego is for you, and Mojo is for the character.
Yes.
And basically, it's how they're feeling. So, for example, and this is gonna hurt for me to say, but Marc-Andre Fleury had extremely high Mojo against the Jets.
Yes.
He was, and they have little clarifications. They have locked in or on fire.
Yeah.
Or stuff like that.
There are
and on the other end, they have
7 levels of mojo.
Yeah, so they have they
three
range
up
from
and three down,
three up and three down, very good to very bad.
Yeah,
And then you could be like rattled, or you can be, you know,
yeah,
and
nervous. That's not nervous. Tense.
That's another one. And basically, your character's stats will start where they start. It's a little bar, and there's a white bar that'll show, hey, this is the starting amount. And then depending on how they're feeling, their stats can actually get better or worse. So if you have a pitcher who's been throwing strikeout after strikeout after strikeout, they're going to start feeling better about themselves.
And they'll play better.
And that will carry on from game to game.
Yes.
Now, they might get tired in an individual game, so as you know, pitchers still have to get subbed out.
Yeah.
But if someone's on a hot streak, this is, to me, a very organic way of putting in hot streaks into the game.
And cold streaks.
And cold streaks, yeah. Yeah. So you might have to work a little bit harder to get a character off a cold streak.
Yeah, and they have, like, the other thing they have in addition to mojo is fitness. So that's basically your player's health, which more or less, which mostly only goes down if they get hurt, like making a dive or getting hit with a ball. I have essentially killed three pitchers by hitting a ball right into their face. And it's actually nice to see that, because in the last game, if you did that, if you hit the ball right back at the pitcher, they'd fall down, and then the next pitch they'd be right back up and throwing at you again. They might have lost some mojo for getting hit in the face, but in this one, it's like their fitness will just drop, and so the team will have to bring them out, which I really like. And it recovers, you know, slowly between games.
Yeah, and that's not, I mean, it's not just, pitchers getting hit is a rather extreme example, but of course, if you're if you make too many dives, or you miss a dive, or you run into a wall or something like that, it can go down. Catchers might get worn out a little bit too.
Yeah, that was really interesting to me.
I mean, they're using their arm the most next to the pitcher.
Well, I know, right? I don't disagree that it's a realistic thing. It just seems like that was an odd detail for them to include. It's like, we're going to include this really specific detail that catchers get worn out faster than everybody else, which I mean, I'm not a baseball expert, but I would believe that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And is like, it just was odd to me that got included in the game. I'm not complaining about it. It just was, I thought it was interesting.
I do think that the people who, I mean, it's obvious that the people who made this game have a deep love for the darkest depths of baseball.
Yeah.
I think these are hardcore baseball fans that made a hardcore baseball game for a hardcore casual baseball game.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, shallow as a kiddie pool and deep as an ocean.
Yeah. Well, I really liked that because in this one, one of the things that I complained about after the first one was that there weren't enough stats. Because I am a big stats person. And so in this one, they're there. If you don't want to look at them, you don't have to see them. But if you go looking for them, they're there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and there's a lot if you go looking, which I was really happy about. I think in the first game, they might have been scared to include them. And now they're like, no, if somebody wants them, they'll go find them.
Yeah,
I went looking for them and I found them.
I think the first game, like, we probably should look up the studio, and it's probably like three guys in the basement making this. And I don't say with disrespect, but a lot of these indie games tend to be like a labor of love for just a small group of people. Sometimes it's even only like Game Dev Tycoon, I believe, was made by like one guy, right? And one of my favorite games of all time, Rebel Galaxy, was made by, I think, two or three guys. So oftentimes it's just a couple people who make these hardcore indie games. It wouldn't surprise me if they made the first one as sort of a proof of concept, as this is how I envision baseball being played, and this second one is the baseball game that they wanted to make.
That sounds appropriate.
And that's why it's... And we didn't even get into... I mean, mojo is fantastic. Ego is fantastic. The fitness thing is a great addition too. But the customization in this game is disturbing, intimidating, astounding. So they comes with a full league of teams.
Yeah.
But the customization is so in-depth that if you wanted to take the time to make a league of every Major League Baseball team with every Major League Baseball player in it, you could do that.
It would take a while.
It would take a while.
But you could do it.
But you could do it. You could absolutely... So if they don't have them licensed, but if you want to do that, you could absolutely do that. The customization options for the characters isn't super in depth, but it's enough to make them, because it's cartoony. Yeah. So it's not supposed to look identical to you. It's supposed to look identical to a cartoon version of you. But it, you know, they have all the things you would expect. That you can not only do your hair and your facial hair and your eye color and stuff like that, you can also do, what kind of bat do you want? Do you want batting tape? Do you have a shin guard? What kind of helmet do you wear? What kind of glove do you use? What's the color of all this
stuff? What music do you have when you walk up to the plate?
What music do you have to walk up to the plate? What's your stance for holding the bat? What's your stance when you walk up? So much customization. So when my character walks up to the bat, unfortunately, we suck playing with our own characters.
Yeah.
But when my character comes up to the bat, he comes into the music I wanted him to, he stands the way I wanted him to, and he swings the way I wanted him to.
Yeah.
Which is...
Nine guys,
marvelous.
By the way.
Nine guys.
Nine people. Eight guys and a girl, judging by the picture on their website.
All right. Proud of them. They've made
made a great game.
They made a phenomenal game. And it wouldn't be surprised if all of those people are just absolute. I wouldn't be surprised if they had watched Moneyball over and over and over and over and over again. Have you seen Moneyball, by the way?
I have not, but I know
it. That seems like an absolute lock for someone like you to watch.
I know, you'd think, but...
It's like peak Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Critical Mass Jonah Hill. And then Brad Pitt at the height of his movie star powers when he just started doing whatever products he wanted to do.
I'm looking on their Twitter now to see if they've said anything interesting lately.
I don't think they have. But anyway, focus up. We only have a couple minutes left.
That's true.
It's been a good hour. It's been a long hour. It's been a lot of ups and downs. And talking about Pokemon and baseball. To me, like, this is, I just haven't had the baseball craving yet because I guess the season has just started. And last time I got it because the Blue Jays were in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But this is the perfect way to scratch an itch. It can go into my pantheon of itch scratchers.
Yeah.
You know, I have a few of them. I've talked about them repeatedly. I wouldn't even say some of my favorite games are itch scratchers. So I don't really have a Witcher 3 itch, you know?
I think you have a Witcher 3 addiction.
Currently I do. But I think, you know what I mean, though? I think big games like that are broader than, you need to have just like, I need to do a thing. Can you make a game that does the thing?
Yeah. No, I know exactly what
you mean. We have that.
Yeah.
I need to manage people. Can you be, sure, SimCity. There you go.
Yeah.
I need to go to work. Okay, play The Sims. Or go to work.
Just go to work.
I feel like I want to make games. Play Game Dev Tycoon. I feel like I want to be a pirate. Black Flag. I feel like I want to play baseball. By the way, shorter name. Love it. Super Mega Baseball 2.
Yeah.
Mic drop.
Yeah. And actually, since we're running out of time and you brought up Black Flag, I just want to bring up as a good note to end on that when you said earlier that we were back alley pirates, I had a vision of the Assassin's Creed Black Flag pirate ship in a back alley. And just Edward Kenway walking up to someone going, "Hey, you want to buy some games?"
That's basically how EA's business model is. That's how it feels like it. All right, we're out of time. I'm not sure what we're going to do next week. Probably talk about something, but maybe even talk about this. Maybe talk about news. I might just take over the studio and talk about The Witcher 3 for an hour. That's actually decently likely, but in a couple weeks, I know we're going to talk about E3. It's going to be a couple of big weeks for us talking about E3. And if we look at the press conferences schedule, by the time we talk, only Sony and Nintendo will be done. So probably in a couple of weeks, we'll do on Monday, June 11th, we'll do an episode on everything except for Sony and Nintendo, and then the following one on June 18th, we'll do a Sony and Nintendo and E3 wrap up show. So look forward to that. Like us on Facebook. I'd say like us on Twitter, but not on Twitter. So just like us on Facebook. I'll put a poll up what type of sports games people like. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.